on 95.1 WAPE.
Freddie is here for Blown Off. Hi, Freddie.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Thanks for taking me.
Hey, Freddie. What up?
What up, G?
How's it going, Megan?
It's going, you know?
Yeah. Freddie, listen, we appreciate you calling. And it says here you're calling for Blown Off, which is, well, good news and bad news. Bad news because we don't like when anyone gets blown off. Good news, though, because we think, you know, maybe we can help you, although our track record's pretty bad. Yeah.
Well, we'll give it a go.
All right. Yeah. Tell us what's going on. Who's blowing you off today, dude?
So, okay. I met this girl. She was amazing. I met her at the TPC, the golf tournament.
No, yeah,
right.
We're familiar with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I love golf. Like, it's every weekend. I watch it on television. I love golf, and it's just amazing. And so I met this girl at the TPC, Christine, and she was there hanging out with some friends, and she was having some drinks. And so I walked over to her and I talked to her, and she was really, really cute. She had golf skirt on and her little visor, and she was smiling from ear to ear. She was just having a really good time, and I really liked her energy. So I walked over and I talked to her for a little while, and she told me that she loves golf. We talked about golf. We had long conversations. I didn't hang out with her the whole time, but we kept meeting up at different times of the day.
Right.
And but we ended really well, and I just felt like we had a really good time. And then she
that sounds great. Yeah.
So I asked her if she was going to be out the whole weekend, and she said no. And I said, well, look, I've got, you know, tickets for Saturday. Mm-hmm. If you want to come out. And she said she couldn't do that. I said, well, give me your number. And so I called her and asked her if she was free on Sunday. And she said no, she wasn't free on Sunday. But she wasn't giving me any, like, reason. She just said no. But it was weird because I felt like, you know, we had a connection. I thought she was pretty awesome. And then I figured, you know, after, like, the third time, like, she would throw out something, you know, we could do this, or, you know, maybe I'd go shoot some rounds on Sunday at the shooting range. But she didn't offer anything. So now, you know, I called her again on Monday, and she didn't even answer my calls.
Yeah,
I
know, that is weird.
I don't know what's going on. It's just really weird. It's just really, really weird.
Sure. All right, well, why don't we here's what we'll do. Why don't we go ahead and give her a call on your behalf and find out what's going on, okay? Find out why she's blowing you off.
All right, cool.
And you're sure that you guys both connected, right, Freddie? Like, this wasn't just you stalking a girl at the golf course.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. That's weird.
Because I know there are some guys that just follow girls around the TPC because they're drunk.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah, and I apologize for that, by the way.
I had a little buzz on, but that was later.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Let's call her now and find out what's going on, okay?
All right, great.
Here we go. Listen on the line. Don't say a word.
Hello?
Christine?
Yes, it's Christine.
Oh, my God. Hi.
Hi. Who is this?
Hi. Christine, it's Mark Kay and Megan from 95.1 WAPE.
Hey, Christine.
Hi, did I win something?
No. That's the first word out of everyone's mouth. Did I win something?
Sorry, you didn't. But we wanted to talk to you on the radio for a few minutes. Do you have time?
Yeah, but, like, what's up? What's going on?
Oh.
Why?
Yeah, I know.
It's kind of weird.
We're going to answer all those questions right now. We got a call from a dude you met at TPC. His name's Freddie. You guys hung out on Wednesday, and you were walking around talking about golf and stuff?
Yeah, but... Okay.
Well, Freddie actually got in touch with us because he was confused as to why you didn't want to go out with him again, because he said you guys had a great time at the TPC.
Yeah.
So why don't you want to hang out?
Oh, you know, like, he was a really nice guy and we had a lot of fun, but, like, you know, if I'm going to be honest, I really just, like, don't like golf. I just don't like it.
Oh,
and,
okay.
Like, all of, like, the dates that he's, like, asked me to go on are all, like, golf-centered dates. And I'm like, dude, I understand that you're, like, obviously obsessed with golf, but, like, I just went to the TPC to drink with my friends. I have no intention of, like, golfing ever. Like, I don't like to golf, and I don't really like talking about golf either. So
Wait. Christine. Hey, it's Freddie. You don't like golf?
What? Wait a minute.
Freddie,
you guys on the radio know that Freddie was on the line?
Yes, we knew.
Yeah, we knew.
Oh,
that's how it works.
No, then what a shocker. Freddie, how did you get on the line?
What? You guys? So
wait a second. Christine, you said you love golf. When I met you, you said you love golf. We had a whole conversations about it.
Oh, my God. I was, totally lying.
Okay.
Right. This is my kind of girl.
Okay, hang on. Hang on one second. Don't anybody
lying?
Go. Yes, she was lying. Don't anyone go anywhere. Everyone wait one second. They had this shared love of golf, although it turns out they don't. Because, Christine, you were lying to Freddie, basically, about how much you loved golf?
Yeah, well, I mean, I was a little tipsy, and, you know, I was having fun and met a cute guy. And, you know, I might have said that, I was interested in maybe watching golf one time, but I was I don't think I ever said I love golf to the point that I want to go on dates that are surrounding golf all the time.
Yeah. You know,
getting a hole in one, driving hard, that doesn't sound fun to you?
Let's just go out to dinner or dancing or something.
Yeah.
Well, she probably loves golf when she's at a tournament drinking.
Yeah.
That's probably the part she loves.
So
exactly.
That's a perk.
So Freddie, when she said she loved golf, you got real that was really a big turn on for you, a girl who likes golf.
Yeah. How cool is that?
I mean, did you try to talk about golf with her? I mean, she couldn't have gone very far if she doesn't like it.
Even threw out names of people that people don't know. I guess she's really smart.
Yeah, because I was looking at the signs.
Yeah, their names are kind of all over the boards, dude.
Okay.
Yeah, I get it.
All right, so why were you lying about golf? Why didn't you just say, I really am just here to drink with my friends?
Because, I don't want to seem like an idiot or something, you know?
Right.
And you were into it. I thought you were cute. So I was okay, I'll make some conversation about something that I don't really care about.
Okay.
So you're just
you'd get my number, and then maybe we'd go, on a date, it's somewhere else, you know, not around the CPC.
Right. Okay. But he took it as you said you liked golf, and now all of a sudden you're obsessed with golf.
Right.
Okay. All right, Freddie. Freddie, here, I think this is actually going to be pretty successful. I think we can salvage this, because, Freddie, you just basically said Christine's a hot chick and you enjoyed hanging out with her.
Yeah, she's great and obviously really smart.
And Chris,
I just don't know if I can trust her, but I will try.
Okay, well before you ruin this,
I know.
That's why I'm trying to ask you yes or no questions. Because.
But even though she lied, she obviously lied because she liked you.
Right, she didn't.
And I'm flattered. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, good. And Christine, you like him. You said he's a cute guy, and you didn't want to seem like an idiot in front of him because, you know, basically there's some peacocking going on both sides here, right?
Really cute, and we had a lot of fun, you know, from what I remember.
Okay.
You just don't want to go on another golf date. Is that what you're saying?
So if we could find a non-golf themed outing for you guys, would you guys go out on another date? Freddie, yes? Okay, all right, great. This is great.
Great.
Okay, perfect.
Awesome.
We have a client list a mile long. We'll find a great restaurant, maybe a great club. We'll get you guys an Uber or some other, you know, car so you guys
really?
Can. Yeah, we're going to do it. This never happens. Usually people hate each other by the end of this. So
yeah.
We're just so excited that you guys agreed to see each other again. We'll pay for the whole thing.
Awesome.
Sweet. Thanks, guys. That'll be awesome.
Oh, yeah. This is great. It's this is fantastic.
Yay.
I think we nailed that, man. We got a hole in one with this one.
I'd say so.
Yeah. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess.